I'm going to be talking to you about how people in the industry work together using what we call operating agreements to get properties developed in joint operations. And think about it with me this way. Anytime you have more than one owner of an asset, or you have a group of assets that you are going to work together to develop, you've got to have a procedure for making decisions. And that's basically what an operating agreement is. It's a procedure for making decisions. It spells out the rights and duties of the parties. It puts duties on the various parties. And it does so in the optimal way for tax and liability purposes, okay? And let me just underscore that latter fact. Nobody wants to pay taxes as a corporation, double taxation possibility. Nobody wants to pay taxes as a partnership because taxes as a partnership require lots of administrative filings. What we would like to do is to pay taxes and share liabilities as co-tenants. We don't want joint tenancy. We don't want joint and several liability. We want individual liability. We want individual taxation. And we want to be treated so that we can get all of those good tax subsidies, ladies and gentlemen, that current tax law provides for, and I suspect it's going to continue to do so. Okay? So, effectively, that's what the operating agreements do.